From KUOW 94.9 Seattle, I'm Ross Reynolds. At least since Desperately Seeking Susan, there's been a regular feature in Alt Weeklies called I Saw You, and now there's the Missed Connection section on Craigslist. These are announcements by people who have seen other people in public places, been attracted to them, maybe even talked to them, but they never connected. They never got the phone number or a way to recontact them. So now they put this ad in to see if the person, the object of their affection, sees it and recontacts them. Ever tried it? Did it work? 206-543-5869. That's 206-543-KUOW. 800-289-5869. Write to us. Conversation at KUOW.org.
I received an I Saw You probably about 7 years ago now, and it was from being seen out at Neighbors Nightclub, of all places, back when it was a little bit more wild, I think.
I had a missed connection at Fremont Oktoberfest 5 years ago now, and I took out an ad on Craigslist seeking this woman. Nothing ever came of it. A month later, I ran into the same woman, and short story long, we've now been married for almost 3 years. So while the missed connection didn't work, I guess the relationship did.
Have you ever used I Saw You or missed connection listings to find someone you wanted to connect with? Did it work? Have you ever found someone who was looking for you in an I Saw You or missed connection listing? How did that work out? 206-543-5869, 206-543-KUOW, toll-free 800-289-5869, or can write. Conversation at KUOW.org. Is I Saw You and missed connections just for people trying to meet? You might read it for entertainment. Why do you find it entertaining? What does it say about our desire to connect with others when we have to do it through classified ads, when we can't just go up and talk to the person in person? 206-543-5869. It's pretty common. We've all seen people that we've been attracted to. Sometimes it's momentary. Sometimes the remembering of that person just lasts for years. We can remember those encounters. Can you get that moment back? Is that moment of attraction, when you want to reconnect with someone, something that's replicable once you do make that connection? 206-543-5869. Have you written an I Saw You ad? What were you thinking about when you wrote it? How did you compose it? What were you trying to put into it that would appeal to this person that you don't really know? That's the whole point of writing it. 206-543-5869, toll-free 800-289-5869. Write to us, conversation at KUOW.org. Psychology Today went through the missed connections on Craigslist state by state. They wanted to find out the most common places to be seen but not asked out. And here in Washington, the bus, the number one place that people tried to connect from. In most other states, it was Walmart. That was where potential objects of affection were discovered. Where did it happen to you? 206-543-5869. Was it Neighbors? 800-289-5869. Write to us, conversation at KUOW.org. We've got Alyssa on the line. Alyssa, thanks for talking to us today.
Hi.
So you put an I Saw You ad in?
I did. So my story, and it's Alyssa, was about, it was in the 90s when I was in college, and it started on this really gorgeous summer day, and I didn't have to go to work, and I had on my favorite sundress, and I was down walking through Pike Place Market, and this guy came running up behind me. He was one of the guys who throws fish. He had the apron on and everything, and he just gushed at me, "Oh, you're so beautiful, please, can I have your phone number? Just tell me your name." And I was so charmed. It was so sweet. But I was dating someone at the time, So I found out his name and thought it was really cute, and that was that. And then a couple months later, I was single, and I couldn't stop thinking about that fish-throwing guy. So I put an I Saw You in the stranger, and what they did then was they would give you a voicemail box that you could call.
Yeah, first of all, Alyssa, there's not that many places in Seattle where people throw fish. Did it occur to you, maybe I could just go back down to the market and find this guy?
Yeah, actually, I did. I'd walk through there, but I never saw him.
Oh, really? So this was kind of like, oh, no, now maybe he's not throwing fish anymore. So you wanted to use this way to get. So what happened? You put the ad. How did you construct the ad? What were you shooting for in writing that ad?
Well, I was, I wanted it to be cute because, you know, I used to like to read those articles too, read the little ads because they were funny and sweet. You'd always kind of fantasize, oh, maybe someone saw me, and wouldn't that be romantic? Wouldn't that be fun? So I just sort of brought up the conversation, how he chased me down, and he called me, you know, the most beautiful woman in the world. And, you know, I said, oh, so you throw fish? And he goes, yeah, sometimes I catch fish. So he, I wrote. Yeah,
oh, that's a good one. I like that one.
So I just put his name, said, fish thrower, fish catcher, you chased me down and told me I was the most beautiful woman in the world.
Now, Elisa, I probably don't have to tell you this, but that's a line that is not used uncommonly by men for a variety of reasons. Did you mention the sundress? I'm curious, was there some physical thing about it that you put in so he would know it was you, he said, was the most beautiful woman in the world?
Well, apparently I didn't need to.
Ah, how long did it take till he found you?
I guess the morning that the magazine printed, a couple of his friends were waving it in his face as soon as he walked into work. So when I called a mailbox later that day, he'd already called four times.
Wow. So he talked about you. They wouldn't have known about you unless he told his friends about it.
Well, I think, because it said fish thrower, and as you said, how many places can you throw fish? So it could only be someone who worked there.
And so he contacted you. How did it work out? What happened?
Well, we did meet, and that was about it. It didn't work out. He was a little bit over-eager.
You didn't suspect that when he ran up to you in the middle of the market and said, you're the most beautiful woman I've ever seen? You might have. There was no over-eagerness meter that kind of went off in your head?
Well, I thought it was very sweet, and I think what may have happened is he had been thinking about me as well, maybe. So maybe he thought when he saw that message that, I don't know, I was ready to get married or something.
Hey, Elisa, thanks a lot for telling us your story. I really appreciate it.
Sure. Thank you.
What is your story about having used the misconnections or I saw you column that's in the paper? Did it work out for you? Did it not work out for you? And I'm very curious about those of you who don't really read it so much because you think that someone saw you, but you just sort of find it interesting that this is a way that people are using to connect. What do you make of this anyway? Is there any kind of larger significance to this about this is the way that people connect? Let's go to Luna first. Luna is listening to us today on Queen Anne Hill. Luna, good afternoon.
Hi.
Tell me what happened to you. You used what with I saw you.
Well, I had one of those we locked eyes moments on Capitol Hill as I was walking from my car to go to a Pilates lesson, and was, you know, kind of one of those rare things where it was just like, wow. And so I told the people when I went up to my class what had happened, a couple of people, and they're like, oh, you got to run one of those ads. So I did, and someone responded.
I want to hear a little bit about the eye-locking moment.
Well,
you stared at each other's eyes. Did you smile at one another?
Like, kind of like, that kind of magical sort of moment of, it seemed at least, you know, like a mutual connection.
Did you break pace or did you continue walking and sort of swivel your head in this eye lock?
I swiveled my head and so did he.
Ah.
So I had a picture in my mind of what the person looked like but no name, no anything except for the time and the place. And so my ad was not very interesting other than a statement of fact.
Okay, so I was here. We locked eyes. Contact me.
Did he
find you?
Well, I was contacted by someone, and this was in the early 90s. And I think it was the Weekly, not the Stranger, but it might have been the Stranger. And someone did call me, and I think this was an exercise in that funny game telephone, you know, where things kind of change as you pass it around the room, but also you don't really know what kind of cues you're giving off and what kind of clues you're giving as well. And it seemed to be the guy. And
he was there at that place, and he knew enough about what happened.
And eventually, right. You know, we had a number of phone conversations, and eventually, I think this preceded email, and eventually we actually set up a time to have coffee. And I got out of my car, and he was waiting for me, and he was so not the guy.
Oh, wait a minute. He was waiting for you, so you looked over, and there was he was at the place where this guy should have been, but he was not the guy.
Not the guy. He was a guy with a rainbow-colored hair, and he was a gay guy who, by his own admission at that point, was doing research so that he could write a heterosexual screenplay.
He was totally running a number on you. He just saw that and responded because he wanted to talk to you about something.
He wasn't running a number on me. He ran a number on me.
Did you even walk up to him and talk to him?
Oh, yeah. I started screaming, and I'm not much of a screamer.
Yeah.
I was really angry.
Well, you had this.
I would not do anything with personal ads or the internet, anything like that, for decades.
But I got to say, Luna, you said you talked to him a few times before the meeting.
Yeah,
so
we had long conversations.
Wow. So you must have felt really betrayed.
I was excited and interested and hopeful. And yeah, I it was really disappointing. And I felt like, of course, like a complete fool.
I'm sorry it didn't work out for you, but and you've sworn off that since then.
Yes, I have.
Luna, thanks for telling us your story. I appreciate it.
With anyone since then in that same way.
Did it work for you or not work or work on a delayed basis like the guy we heard from earlier who missed the connection but ended up meeting the person anyway and getting married? Nicole is with us on Queen Anne Hill this afternoon. Nicole, what's been your experience with missed connections or I saw you?
So it's actually my sister. Just several months ago, she called me up and said that she had met the man that she wanted to marry, and she was at an auto shop, like outside with some other guy helping her on her car, and this super attractive man drove up in some, you know, old classic car, and she just sauntered over and was like, "Nice car," and they started flirting for a little bit, and he ended up driving away, and she was like, she told the guy that was helping her, she's like, "I just met the man that I'm supposed to marry, and he just drove away." And she told me and a couple of her friends that. And
you had the solution. You had the answer for her.
Actually, one of her friends did. So her friend scoured the missed connections, and actually he had actually put a missed connection and said, you know, "Met you at the auto shop. If I had had my morning coffee, I would have asked for your number." And so they started exchanging emails back and forth, and they've been dating for, I think, about 4 months now. So I thought that was very special and very fateful.
That's great, and it worked. Nicole, thanks for telling us about that. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Ross. Bye.
It's The Conversation on KUOW. You know, maybe you're listening to this and you're going, "I've got one of those," and you haven't called up and put it in the paper yet or put it on Craigslist. Give us a call. Do your "I miss you," "I missed you," right now on The Conversation, 206-543-5869, or "I saw you." Give us a call and tell us who it is that you're looking for. Who knows? Maybe that person is a conversationalist also. And, you know, it's mostly women who are calling. What about the guys out there? You've never done this? Come on. I know you have. Call me and tell me what your experience was, good, bad, or indifferent. 206-543-5869. Nikki in Ballard, thanks for giving us a call this afternoon. What was your experience with this?
Well, you know, it happened quite a while ago, but I remember my friends and I used to always say, "Oh, my God, wouldn't it be so cool if somebody, you know, put an 'I saw you' in the paper," you know, and we didn't think of anything of it. And then I was out with some girlfriends one night and met a guy, and he was talking to me, and I didn't really think too much of it and left, went to my show that I was going to, and I am out of town, and another friend calls me. She goes, oh, my God, somebody's looking for you from when we were at the concert the other night," because he, you know, said it was, you know, to Neil Diamond Nikki, and that's the concert we were going to. And so I answered the ad, and we went on a few dates, and then I found out he had a girlfriend.
Wow. So he was just trolling.
I'm guessing, but why go out of your way to put an ad in the paper?
Yeah.
Wow. You know, there's plenty of other girls out there to troll, you know, without going to that extent.
So walking away from that experience, Nikki, would you, like, if this ever happened again, who knows, it might, would you respond again?
You know, I'm married now, so probably not, but, you know, I probably would, you know, because it's flattering, but it depends, you know, not everybody's like that.
Oh, you might.
I might, yeah.
Okay, all right. Nikki, thanks for telling us that and being extraordinarily honest.
I mean, you know, because like I say, not everybody's like that, you know, just because he just happened to be that way, you know, doesn't mean that all guys are that way.
That's right. Well, that's a really good question, and we haven't had anyone who's responded to a lot of these. And I wonder if someone has responded to a lot of them and found out that 9 out of 10 are some guy who has a girlfriend or is gay, or for other investigating heterosexual relationships, who are doing them for not the right reasons. Nikki, thanks for telling us about what happened to you.
Absolutely. Have a good day.
You too. Let's go to, I think it's pronounced Mateo. Is it Mateo?
Hello.
Hi. Is it your name pronounced Mateo?
Mateo, yes.
Thanks so much for calling. Tell me about your experiences with I Saw You.
Well, I glanced through the I Saw You's in the Stranger and on Craigslist on occasion because I use them as a reminder to myself that if I see a woman that I want to meet or if I'm talking to a woman, I need to take my fate in my own hands and approach them and talk to them and ask for their phone number or something like that.
You know, that's a great message to draw from it, because the times I've read them, I go, oh, that's so sad. Why didn't you talk to this person? Why do you have to rely on this, which may or may not work? And that's the way you take it, too.
Yeah, I hate to say it, but that's so very Seattle, you know. Meet a girl you're too afraid to even talk to, and then you go home and post it online. That's exactly what all my female friends complain about, the men in Seattle.
Don't use I Saw You or Miss Connections. Just walk up and say hi.
Exactly. That's what I say.
Okay, that's a really good message, Mateo. Thanks a lot for sharing it with us. Well, conversation producer Arwin Nix talked to her friend Zach about the time he got an I Saw You.
I was doing some sort of homework, and all of a sudden someone walked by and just dropped a note on the desk. And all it said was, "The stranger, I saw you." And I didn't even see her face, and she just left. So then I went, I think, looked in the actual paper, and it said something about seeing me in my science classroom and in the halls at Seattle Central. I saved it, but I don't know where it is. I think it's in my shoebox of girlfriend letters. And so, but I was dating someone, and then about a month later, we broke up. So I went online and responded to it just to see. You have to, like, go on the stranger's website and create, like, an account. And then you pretty much just send an email, like, it gives you the person's, like, contact. We went on, like, a bunch of dates, but I think we both realized a couple dates into it that it was never going to be anything, like, serious. So we hung out a bunch, and it was, like, fun, and then it just kind of, I think, dwindled. We're still on totally good terms, like Facebook friend terms, but not hang out, because I think partially because she has a long-term boyfriend now.
Do you think that you would ever risk it and put out an I Saw You?
Probably not. I feel like the opportunity to say something in person would be there as opposed to just doing it on the I Saw You thing.
It would really change that whole Cinderella story.
It's true.
You left your shoe on the stairs.
It depends. If I would say 99% sure I wouldn't, but maybe there would be some sort of circumstance that would make it reasonable in my head.
Zach talking to conversation producer Arwin Nix about I Saw You or Miss Connections. You can add yours at KUOW, at KUOW's Facebook page. KUOW is The Conversation. David Hyde produces our program with Arwin Nix. We get production help from Amber Cortez. Bernard Ouellette is the engineer. From KUOW, I'm Ross Reynolds.